Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two in the goal, always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, to reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The point, we hold the moral high ground. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host slash guest, if you will, today, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. He's an award-winning author and talk show host. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, I'm excited about today's show. You gave me a little sneak peek about some of the things we'd be talking about, and I'm ready to sink my teeth into that. It is the last day of May, and if I could be afforded a point of personal privilege, I would just like to announce to the audience, because it was first announced here, I'll have people know, way back in March when it was still about a week or two away from the official launch, I was down in Dallas to do an appearance to promote the new book that we were rolling out, The Honorable Cause of Free South. Now, it officially launched on April the 1st, and it debuted at number 11 in the nationalism category at Amazon.com. This was this book of... It's about Southern nationalism, but it's about a lot more than that. It's about having the self-determination of a unique people with a unique culture, and it certainly focuses on the story of modern-day advocates of the Southern cause here in the United States, but it's applicable to people who want freedom and independence from tyranny all over the world. And as a result, it has been reviewed by publications and writers all over the world, in Germany and Croatia and Canada and, of course, throughout the United States. But in any event, I just wanted to say here very quickly, with tomorrow being June 1st, this book launched on April the 1st officially, debuted at number 11 in the nationalism category, and now to the day, 2 months later, it will be tomorrow, and it is still in the top 20. And I can tell you, having been in this business for a long time, that is a very rare thing and quite the feat. So I would just like to congratulate the 11 co-authors that I had. This book is a compilation, 12 authors, 12 chapters, and there certainly seems to be an appetite for it, and I bring that up here today for two reasons. Number one, of course, I'm proud of that God has blessed this and that there's an appetite for it, and the fact that the first audience to hear anything about this, even before my own audience, was right here on Liberty Roundtable, thanks to Sam Bushman back in March. And I remember that. I was standing outside a hotel in Texas, and I appreciate the time, Sam.
The Honorable Cause, A Free South, 12 Southern Essays. You can get your copy on Amazon. They haven't shut y'all down yet, huh?
Well, you know, I have been personally shut down from Amazon, but this isn't my Amazon account, so I don't want to give away too much. But I did have an account where I sold my first book, which was just my book, not a collaborative endeavor like this is. But that got shut down, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. But this one is still up, thank goodness, and it's available for how long, you never know, so you better get it if you're interested. But as I said, after 2 months, it has held very, very steady in the Amazon bestsellers list, so that's exciting. And, of course, this audience has played a part of it, and you have too, Sam.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. To learn more, again, Amazon book, The Honorable South, A Free South. Imagine that.
Honorable Cause, A Free South. You got it.
12 Southern Essays, basically highlighting what they want, where they came from, why, who, what, when, where, really breaking down the truth of the matter from a Southern perspective.
Heavy the focus on Christianity.
They've controlled the narrative for too long. This is a way to set the record straight, if you will, James.
That's exactly right, with a heavy focus on an appeal to God for good people to remain free. And, of course, that's something that we all are very much concerned about here. And the once land of the free and home of the brave.
All right, now, this is an incredible start to the discussion, because I want to talk about flags today. What does a flag mean? when you decide we're going to create a flag, what is it for? Now, sometimes it can be for simple advertising or whatever purposes, but really flags have symbolism. Flags have meaning. Flags have purpose. When you do something with a flag, it is basically declaring something, stating something, highlighting, giving focus to something. Talk about that for a second, James. In general, what is a flag? What is the purpose of a flag in the first place?
Well, I think a flag is a lot more than just something you decorate a nation or a cause with. I mean, it is your banner. It is your insignia. The first thing I think about when I think of a flag is how a flag, the Christian flag, saved Europe. It saved Europe in the medieval ages on more than one occasion at the Battle of Tours and the Battle of Vienna with Charles Martel and people like that. At the time, you had a very real non-Christian Muslim invasion of Europe that stood to very much wipe out the European people and the faith, Christianity. And at that time, all of these different European nations were always squabbling with one another. I mean, there was no monolithic European people. All of the different municipalities and kingdoms were constantly at odds and at war with one another. And it stood to reason that as the Muslims continued to advance, they were picking off these groups one at a time and were marching throughout Europe. And they were stopped only by one thing, and that was the faith. And that faith was united under a banner of the Christian flag. The Christian flag united the tribes of Europe. They united as different subsects of the same people, different groups, different people groups. But it was the flag that united them, and it was the faith that united them. And that faith was represented in that flag with that cross, and they were able to repel the Muslim hordes, and the rest is history. But yes, I mean, you know, of course, a flag signifies exactly who you are, what side you're on in a battlefield. Flags are very important. You certainly don't want to be shooting your own people. And how can you tell the difference in some of these, the ways wars used to be fought, if not for the standard bearer, the man who held the flag to separate one army from the other? And it tells people who you are, what you believe in. It is a symbol. It is a big piece of a person's identity. What flag they claim is their own, whether it be for a cause or a people. Flags are very important.
Flags define a set of values, beliefs, commitments, actions. Flags are a way to unite around a cause and a way to draw battle lines. Whatever that be, whether it be a physical battle on the battlefield, as James points out, whether it be a battle of ideology, whether it be a battle of principle or morality or the lack thereof, whatever the case, flags are designed to unite followers or believers and draw a line against opposition. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to dig in, and we're going to dig in hard. There are now what are called unauthorized flags. Unauthorized flags, ladies and gentlemen. And sadly in America, the unauthorized flags have become what? Like the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me, if you will. That's one of them. Flags of the Confederate States of America is another one. There's a few different versions of several of these flags that have been out recently. These are the only what? Unacceptable, unauthorized flags, James?
Yeah, I mean, if you mean unauthorized in so much as it doesn't represent necessarily an existing nation or it isn't the official flag of a nation.
I mean unauthorized as in you're not allowed to have your agency to choose to fly them if you want to. You are considered Satan if you do.
You know, that's again, it goes to the heart of what I think we're talking about here. Why are flags important? If they weren't important, you know, why such hatred? Why such attack of flags like the Confederate flag, who Pat Buchanan, when asked about it in his presidential campaign for 1996, which was really when he was at the pinnacle of his power politically, he was asked about this in a debate, Republican Party presidential debate in South Carolina. He was asked about the fight to keep the Confederate battle flag atop the South Carolina State House, which is where it stayed until Dylann Roof's business in 2015, which, of course, he had nothing to do with it either. They just used that as an excuse to attack the flag and bring it down because they know that to attack it is to attack the people that it represents, which at the end of the day are God-fearing, loyal, Sons of...
Back to our definition, ladies and gentlemen. It's designed to unite, but it's also designed to create battle lines. Therefore, all those who attack and desire to bring it down have a given different set of values, ideologies, principles, right?
This is key, Sam. Listen, this is it. This is what Buchanan said, and I'll make the point to your point. He said in that debate, to me, the Confederate flag represents valor, honor, courage, and the willingness to die for your country. I think it should stay right where it is. And that's the thing about it. Universally, outside of this cabal that controls our system, and by system, I mean the various institutions of power, whether it be the media, the government, academia, here in this country, that cabal that runs the system that we are under, outside of that, to a lot of free-thinking people, people who have the ability to think for themselves worldwide, not just in the American South, but worldwide. I mean, you see the Confederate flag all over Europe, from Western Europe to Russia and between. I had a member of parliament, I'm not going to tell you who it was, a sitting member of one of the parliaments in Europe who recently asked me to please send him a hand-stitched Confederate flag that he could have to keep, because what it represents to him and to so many others is a cry for freedom and a resistance to tyranny. That's what it means. You talk about unofficial. That's what it means to a lot of people around the world, including people that might surprise
you. All right,
let's
go ahead and skip the break, ladies and gentlemen. But we've created in America kind of a persona non grata with regards to unauthorized flags, so to speak. The Gadsden flag, Don't Tread on Me, was the Patriot flag of the Revolution. Then the flag of the Confederate States of America. I don't know necessarily want to call it a battle flag, because it's really a flag of Christian values. The reason it became a battle flag, again, flags are designed to unite. It united the southern states, without a doubt. But what it really did was draw the line of Christianity and states' rights, and those who hated that wanted to bring it down. This is the battle lines I'm talking about, and they wanted to bring it down since the beginning, and they have not let up to this very day, James. That's why these flags are, what do they call it, persona non grata?
Well, that is exactly right. And again, getting back to Jesus Christ, Jesus told us, because they hated him, they will also hate us. They will hate us because of him. And the Confederate flag that you think of was actually never a national flag of the Confederacy. And I don't want to digress and get too far out in the weeds of history and technicalities here, but
that's why I put the word flags there, because there's different iterations and modern manipulations and etc.
And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I mean, what people refer to as the Confederate flag was the battle flag, and it was a square flag with the red field and the X-shaped cross with the blue X and the white stars representing the 13 states of the Confederacy. And it was a Christian flag. That's the thing. And it was, if you look at the cross of Scotland, that is called the St. Andrew's Cross, the national flag of Scotland still to this day. It looks exactly like a Confederate flag with just different colors. And that is because so many people who settled in the American South were from that part of the British Isles. They were obviously from what is now the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, but you had a lot of Scottish blood in the South. My DNA is 33% Scottish, with the rest almost overwhelmingly English. But so that's where the Southern state settlers came from, that part of the world originally. And so they took what was the flag of Scotland, the St. Andrew's cross, because St. Andrew, one of Jesus's disciples, was crucified, but not on the kind of cross that we imagine Jesus to have been crucified on, that is so famous, but an X-shaped cross. So literally, this is a Christian cross. It is the cross of St. Andrew, the saint of Scotland, who was sacrificed for his service to Jesus. And that's where you get the Confederate flag. And so, again, I think at the end of the day, a lot of this goes to their hatred of Christianity, because the South was a good and decent Christian people. And the people who fly that flag, the people whose hearts still harbor such sentimentality and devotion to that flag, it is inseparable from the faith. Again, which goes back to what we were talking about earlier with Charles Martel and Europe and the Muslims. It's the faith that they are really attempting to destroy. And all of this stuff about white supremacy and racist, all of these words they use to try to run people away from that flag. I mean, hey, you want to get into a really interesting conversation about flags. What does the American flag stand for now? transgenderism, abortion? I mean, what does that flag stand for?
Well, that's exactly where we're going. Let's kick this off, ladies and gentlemen. There's an article written at The Federalist. It says, new commentary at The Federalist is warning that June Pride Month, which is starting tomorrow, that's Gay Pride Month, is becoming something much more sinister. The statement says your children will have the same worldview as Greta Thunberg, and you will be happy. In fact, it'll be mandatory, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're talking about, and that's to kick off this discussion. The gay and lesbian agenda, or gay pride, or whatever you want to call it, rainbow flag, whatever, they've got a flag that they put up all the time. And this flag is designed to unite those who agree with the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, woke, Q, whatever letters they're going to string onto that thing as they go. Their goal is to unite everybody around that and draw battle lines. James?
That is exactly right, Sam. I mean, what I'm stabbing at, you are hitting with pinpoint precision. That is, again, the purpose of a flag. And I have to, it's amazing how, I found out, ladies and gentlemen, what we were going to be talking about 2 minutes before we came on the air. So none of this was planned or pre-rehearsed. If Sam and I seem to be bouncing off of one another or feeding off one another, it's just totally impromptu. But it all goes back, I have to say, to something involving Christianity and Jesus Christ and the system's hatred of Christians and that message that would free people from this degeneracy and sin that they are fighting so hard to preserve and protect. But this the so-called rainbow flag, you know, the homosexual movement and everything that is spun from that, this demonic transgenderism movement that advocates for the child genital mutilation that's forever going to sterilize these kids and six demonic stuff. But they picked a rainbow. They could have had any insignia in the world, but why the rainbow? To me, I think it is an attack again on Christianity, which of course the rainbow up until the last couple of decades when the so-called homosexual movement got sanctioned by the system was always a symbol of God's promise to never destroy the world again by flood. That's what the rainbow meant to everybody up until the last few years. But they have again hijacked a righteous symbol and perverted it, which is, again, what people like this are want to do.
They introduced the rainbow flag in 1978, ladies and gentlemen. It is an agenda flag. How did it become a symbol of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender pride? Well, they saw the natural rainbow from the sky and adopted the eight colors, each color for its own meaning. Yeah, listen carefully. Ready? Hot pink for sex. Red for, quote, life. Orange for healing. Yellow for sunlight. Green for nature, turquoise for art, indigo for harmony, violet for spirit.
And what does any of that have to do? What does any of that have to do with sexual degeneracy?
They want to take over every aspect of your life. Whether you talk about the, you know, earth, wind, fire, you know, all that. Whether you talk about emotions, physical, spiritual. Emotional, they want to take over that. This relates to all aspects of your mortal existence. They want to control and they want to stake out their forced position. When they raise the flag, they say you will unite or you will be absolutely attacked in a violent. This is how come they don't call that a battle flag, James? Because that's what it is.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, there's nothing more I can say about that. That is their flag. That is what identifies their group and their cause and how they divide them from the rest. And they, of course, consider themselves to be at war with the rest. And quite frankly, I am at war, in a spiritual war, against these things that are so harmful to God's natural order and to family. So, I mean, we're not talking about going out and harming people physically. But, yes, I mean, I would like to see this restricted from the public square, no doubt about it.
All right, now I'm going to take this on. They want you to believe the rainbow flag is a flag of peace because God put, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, God put the rainbow out as a sign of peace. God's making peace with the world, saying, hey, as long as the rainbow's in the sky, all is well, right? They want you to believe all is well, but in my opinion, it's a satanic misrepresentation of God's intentions. Okay, the same thing is true with the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender lifestyle. They want to destroy your natural God-ordained temple, your body, and pervert it into something, everything, that goes against God's laws. God said one man, one woman marriages, Adam, me, Eve. And you know what? Your bodies are meant to be together in love and harmony. They're not conflicting roles. They're complementary roles, male and female, husband and wife. Sex is designed to bring them together to become one, and sex is designed to bring children to the world to repopulate God's family on earth. Everything they stand for rejects the purpose of the God-ordained natural family. That's why they've stolen God's symbol of peace and love and safety and stability and covenant and replaced it with all seven colors. In other words, we are going to pervert God's law in every way, in every facet of your life possible. The rainbow flag with the seven colors is designed to be a battle flag, to unite those who stand with them. In other words, a godless view, because you can't even procreate. You can't partner with God, right? You can't have a family. They want to destroy the family. They want to destroy all that. This is their battle flag against God. You can say it's not true. You can pretend it's not true, but everything that their symbols relate to, everything that their agenda creates, every thought and action that their battle flag denotes pits them against God and his eternal plan of happiness for his children. James, have I overstated this?
Look at this guy, Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. He rolls out of bed with world-class commentary. His brain is at 100% functionality early in the morning. Now, I do a Saturday night show, and I do the best I can to keep up with Sam on these early morning appearances, or mid-morning appearances. But I typically am sharper at night. But yes, everything that I wish I could say as eloquently as Sam, he's certainly saying. I agree 100% with all of that, Sam, and that's the thing about it. Is you see a rainbow in the sky after that transgendered, and let's be clear here. I hate to use the system's terms because that's a victory for them as well. There is no transgendered person, okay? You cannot change your gender. You cannot change your biological sex. You can pretend. You can cross-dress. You can take
hormones. Can lie. You can deceive. You can pretend, but it's a falsehood.
You can mutilate yourself and cut off certain parts, but you're not going to change your chromosomes. You're not going to change the way God made you. You may be a very severely mutilated and unrecognizable male or female, but you will be what you were born as. And so when the so-called transgendered person went up, which is really, you used to just call them transvestites. That's what cross-dressers are. But when they went up, I believe it was a white. It's so hard to know because they say we misgender people, but it's actually the media doing it. I believe it was a biological woman who went up and shot that Christian school in Nashville. And the day I saw this and I couldn't believe it. I believe I sent it to you, Sam. But the day after they finally reopened after all of those Christian children and school administrators were shot by this person who had these flags in her bedroom, I might add. You're talking about a battle flag? I mean, it's literally. The day after that church finally reopened, I think they were closed for a week or two, obviously in light of the circumstances, a rainbow appeared on the field of the church as they were letting out of the first service after they resumed. That's something to think about.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, they're planning a new flag for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender group. It's going to have more colors to include the black, the brown, anybody of other races that may not be included. They want to include everybody in their agenda except for God-fearing Christians.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Nine teenagers were arrested last night in connection with the mob beatdown of three Marines on a Southern California beach in San Clemente over the weekend. The Orange County Sheriff's Department announced four males and one female were charged with assault with a deadly weapon and were admitted to juvenile hall. Another four minors were reportedly charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. House leaders are confident that the chamber today will approve the debt ceiling bill between President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy when they vote on the measure later today after the House Rules Committee greenlit it last night.
The move clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. The rule was adopted by a 7-6 vote with Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joining all Democrats in opposition. The debt limit bill will now advance to the floor for debate with a vote sometime today. The 99-page measure would raise the nation's spending limit for the next 2 years to avoid a federal debt default. I'm Skip Kelly.
Plumes of smoke from wildfires burning in southeastern Canada's Nova Scotia province are drifting across the northeastern USA and prompting air quality alerts in several cities through today. Fires have been burning in Canada for weeks. North Korea has said an accident happened as it planned to send up its first space satellite, causing it to crash into the sea. Pyongyang announced earlier it planned to launch a satellite to monitor U.S. military activities. It now says it will attempt a second launch as soon as possible. The launch sparked a false alarm today in the South Korean capital of Seoul, while in Japan a warning was issued to residents on Okinawa in the south. Several thousand cheering and flag-waving Jordanians packed a sports stadium for a free concert in the capital of Amman as part of celebrations leading up to the kingdom's first major royal wedding in years. 28-year-old Crown Prince Hussein is to marry Saudi architect Rajwa Alsaf tomorrow. USA News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and Sam Bushman on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Flags mean something. Don't pretend they don't. It unites those who reverence that flag, whatever it be, and it creates battle lines against those who don't go along. Yeah, there are flags that are persona non grata in America, talking about the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me is another name people use for it. Flag of the Confederate States of America, or some call it the battle flag. But really, the rainbow flag with the seven colors of the spectrum is the real battle flag now. And what they're doing is using this flag as the wedge to destroy America, to divide between the godly and the godless, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you can say that isn't true, but you'll find out soon enough that I'm right. Look, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender groups across the United States right now are considering a new flag meant to be, quote, more inclusive. They want to include the transgender community and people of color is their first agenda. Eventually, they will use this flag to be more inclusive. Those who support climate change lies. Those who support any agenda that destroys Christianity and liberty. It will eventually be a agency versus tyranny discussion. If you stand for agency, if you will not deny the Christ, you will be the enemy as they use their flags to draw the battle lines. Ladies and gentlemen, commentary at the Federalist warns about this, that Pride Month coming up tomorrow, all month to celebrate their agenda, ladies and gentlemen, and you try to raise one of the, quote, unacceptable or banned flags or unauthorized flags, And, buddy, they'll literally call the cops on you, shut you down, try to take your flag, try to destroy your life, call you a bigot, an enemy, a racist, a hater. And, buddy, then if you're not very careful, you'll find out soon the FBI will toss terrorism charges on top of it if you're not very careful indeed. This is where they are headed. Call me crazy. Write it down. Remember who warned you. Now, there's another flag, James, that I want to highlight. It's the flag of surrender. Do you know what it is?
It's just the white flag?
That's right. The white flag of surrender. Interesting that it's white, huh? Oh, yeah. All the whites are going to surrender, by heck and by golly. They will, or they will be crushed. You don't believe me? Headline says this. Godlessness. Super popular TV show defends gay pride flag on set. Yeah. Unapologetically supports sexual depravity and has no problem promoting homosexuality. What am I talking about? Story from WorldNet Daily and The Daily Caller. The Chosen is what I'm talking about. The Chosen defended having a gay pride flag on set after facing criticism in social media. Here's what happened. John Root, by the way, a Christian conservative commentator, he's a Turning Point USA contributor as well. He tweeted out screenshots of a, quote, behind-the-scenes YouTube video showing a pride flag on the set of The Chosen. And he asked them why the pride flag was there. The Chosen Twitter account replied, saying, quote, "We will work with anyone on our show."
Yeah.
So my question
true.
To you, my question to you for The Chosen is, are they going to go ahead and put up a Confederate battle flag or the Gadsden flag, James?
Now, we are not included with everyone and all people. For all of this talk and love of diversity, there is no tolerance for a diversity of opinion or of thought. And I don't even know where to begin with all of this. I did want to circle back very quickly just to say that in the rainbow appearing by God's hand and God's design as that church reopened after the attack, I think that was, you know, God's way of saying your cause is not my cause, that the rainbow would appear, you know, as it is used now when those people went back into session was interesting. But, yeah, the it's also become, I think, quite appropriate that the flag of surrender is a white flag and the flag of violence and destruction is the black flag. Ironically, Stonewall Jackson, who was one of the great Christian generals of the Confederacy, wanted to raise the black flag against the Union. No quarter to the violators of our homes and fireside, he said. He said that was the only way. You had to look to the Bible for such wars that the government in Richmond didn't have the heart to do what needed to be done and beating the North quickly, because he forecasted everything that would be coming. We've talked about that, I believe, before on this program. Even in the 1860s, you had theologians like R.L. Dabney and Christian warriors like Stonewall Jackson, who could see what would happen if you have an out-of-control, Leviathan-like federal government that is in complete control over the citizenry. Now, I don't think in their worst nightmares they could have anticipated all of the things we're talking about now. But, yes, I mean, everything we're talking about, it all ties together, that's for sure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call the rainbow flag a battle flag. How come no one else is calling the rainbow flag a battle flag, James? That's exactly what it's now becoming and being used for, right?
Well, they've had some products that have been taken offline, if you can believe it, because they have been so over-the-top violent, pictures with guns and the flag and making violent threats and things like that. But yes, I mean, again, you have the most recent act of domestic terrorism that was perpetrated because of an ideology, it was that situation in Nashville where this person had those flags. And I believe also this new flag you're talking about, which is now being, of course, really aggressively marketed, you see it. I mean, you, of course, originally and instinctively think of the so-called rainbow flag as the flag of this particular group of partisans, but they now have the transgender flag, which has the original colors of the rainbow, plus like a light pink and a light blue and a brown and a black, and that's sort of in like a triangular type of alignment there on the flag, because again, as you said, they are bringing in everybody except God's people, and they really do see themselves in a fanatical way, a very much militantly opposed to God's law. Because they are collaborators. They are collaborators against the commandments of our
Now,
of our
most
faith.
Folks, most folks who are involved right now don't realize it's a battle flag. They don't realize they're drawing lines and eventually all will unite against Christians. They don't realize that. Most people just think, hey, I'm celebrating people's choices. That's a lie. I'm celebrating people's, you know, affinity for these things, or even if I'm not for them, I'm celebrating that my son or my daughter, my family member, my loved one, or I'm just symbolizing that I'm the peaceful guy and I don't hate the gays or whatever else. And people are innocently getting aboard this, James, but eventually the battle lines will become more and more hardened.
Sam,
mark my words.
I know a lot of people who are against this agenda, people like you and I. And I don't think even our enemies, and we've been so attacked and so maligned by the press and by different figures, but I don't think any of them could honestly have ever listened to us and say, you know what, James Edwards and Sam Bushman are violent people. James Edwards and Sam Bushman would really do harm to people if they had an opportunity to do that. Now, yes, we are absolutely resolute in our positions on this, but the other side, however, I mean, you read some of the things that they're saying. The other side, it is a battle flag. It is a battle flag, and they truly do have a violent mentality against people who would want, they say, restrict their rights. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, there's a paradox there, because I do think we have too much freedom. You know, people, freedom is the end goal. Freedom, absolute freedom, is a great thing, and I don't think it is. I think it has to be freedom under God's constraints and under God's laws. Men have the freedom now to marry another man. You have the freedom now to take your 8-year-old child and mutilate him. You didn't have that freedom a few years ago. Freedom as just this abstract concept is not a good thing. We need restrictions on certain things, obviously. Thank God we don't have the freedom to go out and just murder whomever might want to murder somebody else. So this whole thing about freedom, but they're not, they say they're fighting for freedom, they're fighting for this, that, and the other, but that should not be something that is allowed in a first-class nation. And, you know, interestingly, I think in talking about this, even the third world nations, Africa is way ahead of supposedly, you know, God's country here in some of the African parliaments. And they're putting heavy restrictions about this because they see it as what it is. It is an attack on family. It is an attack on God's order. And if you have a society that embraces this, you're cutting yourself off at that generation. Any family, any person who accepts this lifestyle forever severs his
Hey, can
his
you go ahead and skip that break? We don't have time for breaks this show. This is too vital to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Jane Fonda is now leading a bunch of liberals who want white men arrested and jailed for the climate crisis. Okay, I told you that Greta Thunberg is involved here. Everyone will agree eventually. Okay, they are working on this. Now, they tried to put the Ten Commandments in Texas government schools. It failed. Even in Texas, where they try to promote, you know, these principles, got rejected. Texas is too woke, too liberal, too extreme against God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what are Christian values, you ask? All right, these are important. The Ten Commandments, ladies and gentlemen, is the guidelines for a moral society. All right, if everyone lived just by the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't need armies or even cops for that matter, folks. Right? It's the bedrock of the American experiment. And this shows that we, at James Edwards and Sam Bushman, are not violent. We're appealing to the Ten Commandments. Their plan and I worked on words for this, James. Their plan is called Operation Destroy Agency. It's well underway, James. In fact, it we're so divided now that even foreign threats don't even unite us anymore.
Well, we are the foreign threat, you know, quite frankly, here. And we'll see how much America and Washington, you know, the Biden administration, the system. I mean, because Biden is only the president. I mean, he is not calling the shots. He's not making these decisions on Russia. I mean, we know that. But we'll see how badly those who rule us will mismanage the situation in Russia and what God will do with it. But this is... Yeah, we're going in the wrong direction on all of that stuff, you know, societally speaking. And you had said something before I digressed onto the nuclear topic. What was it? I had a comment in mind, but it's escaped me.
Well, so basically Operation Destroy Agency, sadly, is well underway, James.
Well, we certainly don't have the agency to advocate, again, a difference of opinion on
well, you have all critical kinds of freedom and agency for perversion, destruction of anything godly, but you don't have any liberty when it comes to standing with God. That's being taken away slowly but surely.
And here's what here's the point I was going to make. My father was born in 1954, which was the same year of the Brown versus Board of Education decision. And you look at what society looked like within a single man's lifetime, going back to the early to mid 1950s, and you look at it today. Now that is within one lifetime. And you've progressed all the way up to and through what we're talking about now, child gender mutilization as a right. And you wonder how much more in this direction society is going to be willing to
you
go.
You ain't seen nothing yet, buddy. Remember who told you that, too.
Well, hey, you know, by the way, going back to some of the things you and I have talked about over the years, that classic conversation as we were coming back from a friend's baptism in Missouri when we were having this conversation. This is a true digression here, but this conversation about the purported threat of artificial intelligence. Now all of these companies are now saying, oh, my God, we got to stop. We're about to kill ourselves. But, yeah, I don't know.
You know what they're doing? You know what they're doing? They're promoting the international global agenda on that. They're saying we have to have a global group that can adjudicate and protect us from AI. It's a lie to move you into a global government control system, my friends.
Well, they'll need to, because I think if left to its own devices, this thing will metastasize to the point where it forces it's gonna hit the wall, and this stuff has always.
Did you hear about the attorney that tried to use AI to go ahead and write his brief in court?
No,
turns out everything he quoted turned out to be false, and it was bogus, and AI just lied to him and wrote a bunch of crap to sound intelligent, and he got caught creating all kind or promoting and citing all kinds of fake cases
well,
that didn't even exist.
Now, hang on now. You told me that you got ChatGPT to write a speech for you, and it was like the quintessential
yes.
Sam Bushman.
That's right. It can be right as rain enough to get you to believe in it, but it can also deceive you in a second and flat out lie to you, and you never know which is the problem. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. This absolutely relates completely. They want to create such confusion to where you can't know and can't trust anything, James. That's their goal.
Well, we watch all of this stuff unfold. Here's the thing. You look at what's going on underneath. All of the people who don't have power, which is at least half of the country, the Trump voters, they are very much simmering in a volcanic type of way underneath the surface. They have no power. They have no representation because they aren't in power. Now, if they were in power, if we were in power, you would see all of these corporations, they're going to be changing their company logo to the so-called pride flag next month. I mean, beginning tomorrow with June, every major corporation in America and around the world will have their logo as
you
know it.
Governments in bed with these corporations. Let's be clear.
That's right. And that's interesting, too. These people act like they are the ones who are being put upon. They are the ones who have to fight for, you know, against the
we're talking classic projection, James.
Exactly. They're the ones having to fight against bigoted, small-minded Christians who have no power when they have literally the entire federal government, the entire federal judiciary, the entire corporate structure in America and around the world behind them, but they're the ones that are the underdogs, you understand. But yes, that's pure projection. But you'll see all of these companies beginning tomorrow and throughout the month of June, which I hate because June is my birth month. My birthday's in June. And now this is what June's known for. But yeah, all of these companies are going to change their colors to the rainbow thing. And but again, they're the ones that are being put out. But I think you look at how far we've gone underneath the surface. People are upset. These people don't have power. But hey, an economic collapse here. This country is teetering and just begging for it. You get some of these nations off the dollar and hold on to your hats. You know, maybe a nuclear war with Russia there. Who knows? All these people need is an opportunity for the system to crack and fissure. And I think that it has to, Sam. I still, my God, you know, so much of the naivete that I might have had as a young activist when I got my start, when I was 19 years old working for Pat Buchanan. A lot of that naivete is, you know, I thought, we're 19. We'll just go knock on enough door. I'm 19. We'll knock on enough doors. There's no way we're going to, you know, he's not going to be president. But, you know, you lose youthful naivete as you grow older and mature and see how things work. But I still believe, and I knew what I'd still look back on that with the utmost fondness. If it hadn't been for those years and those experiences, I wouldn't be where I am now. It was the best decision I ever made. Wouldn't be talking to you had it not been for all of that. Everybody who's young is an idealist. As you get older, you see things more clearly because that's what experience affords you. But nevertheless, I say
if you're
that
honorable, you try to make the real closer to the ideal every day of your
exactly,
life. That's our
exactly.
To society, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. That's why we still do this. Now, I would do, even if the Lord himself came down and said, James, I'm sorry, but your victory is going to be on the heavenly side of this divide. This is just the way it's going to be here on this world until I come back, and you're not going to win. It's only going to get worse. I would still do my duty because, again, that is my duty to fight, to set an example for my kids, to stand for what's right until God calls me home. But I don't believe that it's necessarily over yet. I mean, yes, everything's in array against us right now, but you've seen history swing on a pendulum before. You've seen this in other countries that were at our level of degeneracy, and then it eventually
turned.
Yeah, to
make your point, back in the day, they even killed Christ. Folks,
well, that and so, you know, how many people living under the horrors of Bolshevism and communism, where, you know, you weren't deplatformed if you disagreed with the state or the system, you were just killed or thrown into the gulag or put into a work camp until they killed you. How many people living under that for all of those decades thought this is never going to end? This is the way it's always going to be. And there's no chance we have no power. Everything's against us. They're too strong. And then look at Russia now, which, I think Russia is an exemplar of Christianity now and when compared to the United States, but it's a totally different thing than what they had under communism, that's for sure. So that's what I'm saying is always, always maintain hope. I do believe that the
left, I'm of the belief that Russia is still a tyrannical communist country. They have dismantled the Soviet Union to pretend they're Christian, to try to soft pedal their agenda. That's just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. You know, the ones we think are Christians are former KGB kind of people. But nevertheless, think about it. The chosen of all groups have now caved to promote the gay pride flag. And they're not apologizing or backing away. They're going, oh, absolutely. That's who we work with. Well, I'm not done. Fox News has now gone full woke with, quote, gender rules, they call them. The Daily Signal with the report, but the Fox News employee handbook has been imposing, quote, woke gender rules on its staff or employees for at least 2 years, James, since the rules were published in 2021. Employees are reportedly allowed to use bathrooms that align with their, quote, gender identity rather than their biological sex. They must be referred to others as their, quote, preferred names and pronouns. Cross-dressing is the opposite sex is fine to align with their preferred made-up gender. Fox also is helping with transition plans for those who want to, quote, transition, using the far-left human rights campaign. The Fox handbook literally defines all this stuff. None of these terms existed 20 years ago. And none have basis in science or morality at all. But it's not just how Fox regulates employees and their behavior. These disturbing revelations come as Fox Digital is also now using leftist activist language to promote the agenda. Yeah. manipulating language, modifying and dominating language, making certain words acceptable and certain words untouchable. Yeah, like gender-affirming care and this kind of stuff. All soft ways to promote gender mutilation. Okay? They're also using terms to keep children from their parents, to cover up the real agenda. That's why, for example, they want you to believe it's the rainbow flag. It's a flag of peace. I'm calling it a battle flag. See, nobody else does that except for Sam Bushman. Fox Digital is now also consistently using female pronouns for biological males. Yeah. They're promoting the Bud Light stuff. You're not allowed to say Tucker on TV now. And the Daily Signal is reporting that a source still at Fox says, hey, they're not going to talk about Mulvaney negatively at all. Yeah. They say, don't touch that. And so they're changing the language to promote their agenda by force. Inside and publicly, they want you to think it's misplaced that you stand for traditional values. And they're pushing it relentlessly, not only at The Chosen, but at Fox, James.
Well, I'll tell you about
this nonsense is infecting Fox News programming.
I'm about to tell you about
favorable to transgender agenda, James.
I'm about to tell you about Fox, and I'll tell you before that that this thing, they better be glad it's not a battle flag, and that they have the entirety of the system and its apparatus. You know, you're not very much a downtrodden warrior for a cause when you have the entire system behind you. But they better be glad it's not a hot war, because if you have a bunch of the people who unite under that flag out on a battlefield, you know, hypothetically speaking, it's not going to go well for them. I mean, could you imagine? It's just not going to. Transgenders and Dylan Mulvaney and lesbians and all of this, if they actually had to take a battlefield like our ancestors had to do to win for their cause or their people, that would be the shortest war in history. But if you don't like Putin, and I say Putin's vastly preferable to Biden, but if you don't like that example, I mean, look at Spain, that for hundreds of years, centuries, was under Muslim rule, and they finally got out of the shackles of that, and it led to the voyage of Christopher Columbus that was part of that celebration. And anyway, I'm just saying things change. It can look like it had no hope, as the people might have thought under communism or under the Spanish or the Muslim rule in Spain, but things end, and I think that this system right now is too absurd to endure. So I do think that things can change here, even though the odds are stacked against us right now, no more so than some of these other people throughout history have seen.
Amen. But yeah, and we know God continues to whittle down his army too, so if we feel like we don't have many supporters, that's okay according to God Almighty, right?
That's exactly right. And at any rate, Fox News, yeah, Fox News was never, I liked a lot of the things Tucker Carlson said, but besides that, I mean, Fox News was never part of the solution. I mean, the Murdoch family, I mean, these are all part of the same system and same cabal. They have a slightly more, for lack of a better word, conservative outlet than MSNBC, and it only looks conservative compared to what it's up against, MSNBC, CNN, et cetera, et cetera. And so they founded this to rake in all of the money from that side of the advertising pie. But they were having, you know, years ago, Bruce Jenner, whom they called Caitlyn Jenner, on as a conservative spokesperson. I mean, Fox News has never been, for anybody in the know, Fox News, of course, was never, you know, some.
Yeah, they used to
defiant,
say, we report, you decide unless you make the wrong choice, huh, James?
Well, that's right. I mean, it was presented as this defiant, you know, conservative stalwart fighting against the rest of the system. But it's part of the same system, and this is just more evidence of that. I mean, you know, insisting that employees and hosts refer to people pretending to be an opposite sex by the side that they pretend to be, that's madness. That's ridiculous. It's preposterous.
It's psychosis, no, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can. Listen, agency sadly being destroyed. Operation Destroy Agency, sadly well underway. Hour one in the can. The Chosen and Fox News promote the gay, lesbian, bisexual battle agenda. Another group's doing the same. We'll tell you about it next hour. Sam Bushman and James Edwards. We declare, God save the Republic of the United States of America.